Good afternoon and welcome. You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5 Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. Simulcast on the Grow Your Own Channel 107.5 FM, Greenville, South Carolina, the Jalapeno Channel 87.9 FM, Sioux Falls, South Dakota, Wilco Radio, Brazoria County, Texas, and numerous other micro broadcasts and webcasts across our great nation. Our website is FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. We open the broadcast with Trenches by Pop Evil. It is Muck and Fun Day. It's also the 12th day of August. That is unbelievable. By the end of the week, we'll be halfway through August, people. It is the 12th day of August, 2019, and it's a Monday. Man, it's hard to believe. It's also 12:04 Pacific time. I'm your host, Henry Shively. This is a live call-in program, and listeners are encouraged to join in the conversation. If you'd like to call in, the number is 712-770-5597. A nice lady will come on the line and ask you for the conference room you want, and that would be 220029 and then the pound sign. Again, that's 712-770-5597. And then enter 220029 and hit that pound sign. Of course, you have to punch in *6 to unmute if you want to come up on the air and mix it up with me today. Well, it's currently 68 degrees here, 4,200 feet in High Cascades of northern Jefferson, and we're looking for a high of 79 degrees today for the Klamath Basin. It was a little cool this weekend, and it's going to get a little warmer today. And tomorrow, I think it is cool down some more. I don't know, man, it might just be a bitch of a winter. Coming up, we'll see what happens in September. Let's see what we're going to open with here. Radical feminist raves, we need to kill all men. Well, we're going to get into that as soon as we return.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT,
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5
Micro FM,
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Bringing you the word from the trenches, please give a big round of applause for Henry Shively.
All righty then, radical feminist raves, we need to kill all men. It's how fucking far this shit is going, man. This is from Zero Hedge. It was sent in by Amicus for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Somebody must have not been paying attention in biology class. Well, it's not that, man. I mean, they intend to create just pure women. This is such fucking ridiculous bullshit. I don't know how it... Who in the hell? Zero Hedge, you picked that up, huh? A rant from a feminist YouTube star named Jenny D. McDermott has gone viral on Twitter. What the hell now? Over the past few days. Dermot tells her audience that to create the ideal conditions for the survival of the human race, we must kill all men and male babies. We need to kill all men. I am sick of being a baby factory that produces more. I wonder if she's got any kid or if she killed them all. Baby factory that produces more men who will in the future subjugate me. You fucking bitch, I'm going to tell you something. And then all you ladies out there that are normal human women that, you're our mothers. But the women in this country were used to be just like the men, the freest people on the fucking planet. So this doesn't go to the true women out there, the women who have no problem with their biology. I want to tell you what, you cunt. What was your name? McDermott, cunt. what you have, the reason that you're here running your fucking mouth, which is fucking with this ridiculous fucking notion of yours, is because a man gave it to you. Women's suffrage, the whole fucking nine yards, men gave it to you. You understand? We could have your ass with a fucking cover over your face and a fucking, and wear a fucking rag all over you, and you do it. Because we are dominant. And you're going to be one, some of the bitches, you bitches are going to be some of the ones that are going to fucking go when this thing goes down. We're going to be normal human beings again in this goddamn country. Kill all men. How are you fucking going to do it, huh? How are you going to do it? You're going to fucking, you've been watching too many chick flicks where a fucking 110-pound woman twists the neck of a 220-pound man and busts his fucking neck and throws him in. It's not real. It is not reality. And you look so fucking goofy, I can't even... When I read this, I don't know what the hell you look like. You're probably just a fucking dyke of some sort. But I'm here to tell you, go for it. Jesus Christ almighty, this is how goofy it's got. You know, man against man, woman against woman. The political correctness, it failed. And now you think you're going to push it some other way. Well, between the idea and the reality lies that shadow. You're stupid. You look stupid. You sound fucking stupid. We need to kill all men. Get on it. I'm sick of being a baby factory. I don't know. Have you ever had it? I don't know that this woman's ever had a fucking kid. I'm sick of being a baby factory, you fucking bitch. Then you got no use. I guess we'll get rid of your fucking ass. Maybe we'll exterminate every fucking one like you. The solution to that is to kill any man that you see in the streets. Just any swinging dick. We want the species to go on, but we only want it to go on with women in it. Well, get to doing it. I mean, doesn't that sound like, wow, really? I've been watching, you know, a couple of these series of things, and man, I tell you what, there's a lot of people out there with a lot of tall words. Well, what you need to do is step up to the fucking plate and swing, you motherfuckers. See if you got what it takes. See if you can take a 100,000 years of evolution and turn it right on its fucking head because you said so on the internet. See if you got what it takes to kill a fucking man. If McDermott wants to live in a world with no men, she should try moving to the remote Polish town of, oh man, Majdzysk or Zunski. Where, by some fluke of fate, there hasn't been a man born in nearly a decade, according to the New York Times. I use a lot of plastic there. Now we know the media focus lately has been on the angry incel. I don't even know what that word means. I-N-C-E-L. Men who have perpetrated several high-profile mass shootings over the past few years, and though some might cry false equivalence, there is an equally depraved, equally violent contingent. Shit. They don't have testosterone. I'm going to tell you guys something. I mean, I see them on there, too, and they teach them how to get the man mean look on their face and look like they're going to beat some fucking bullshit, okay? Just fucking bullshit. I know these girls around here, man. I mean, now, they'll brawl like a man, and, I mean, they get pissed off, and they'll fight pretty good, but they're not fucking men. You're not a fucking man. You do not have the testosterone. You don't have the balls, okay? You ain't gonna kill no fucking buddy, you stupid bitch. Insult man, have perpetrated several high profile mass shootings over the past few years. And though some might cry false equivalence, there is an equally depraved, equally violent contingent, a feminist movement that doesn't just want to push men to change their behavior. You ain't even gonna do that, bitch. You ain't even going to do that. You slap you through the rim of your ass. That's what happened to you. It wants to get rid of all men. God, man, you better get fucking with it. You got some doing to do. And our broadcaster just went down, so we're going to have to wait a second here. Now we... Here, Laura's going to put it back up for me. For the people listening on the broadcast, here we go. I better watch her. She's behind me. Alrighty then. Where were we? Now we know the media focus lately on the men's. Oh, we did that. Okay. It wants to get rid of men. There's only one problem. How will they continue the species with only women after the great male holocaust has been complete? This is a fucking joke. I mean, but I had to read it. That's a fucking, really? I would like to talk to this woman face to face. Well, this thing. She probably has a fucking haircut like a man. And the reason she don't like men is because, well, women like men and she likes women. Oh, let's see what we got here. Leaked draft of Trump executive order to censor the internet. Denounced as dangerous, unconstitutional edit. This is from Common Dreams. It was sent in by number one New World Order hater for discussion. I'm from the trenches, worldreport.com. And they would all love to, but this whole fucking thing, we've talked about it. It's simple. See, but From the Trenches is a private blog. It's not a business. There is no business license. There is no, it's a private fucking blog. Okay, so if I want to fucking say that, you know what, you're a communist, you're not coming on there, you're a fucking troll, you're not coming on there. You're some feminist that thinks you want to kill all the fucking men. You're not coming on there. I can do that. But if these fucking, when you're talking about YouTube, when you're talking about Twitter and all these fucking things. See, these are big money makers. They are incorporated. And to be incorporated, they, you know, they're under the fucking regulation of the FCC. And the bottom line is they have a license to operate because they're making great amounts of money from the consumer base of this country, which is we the people. And you don't get to have a fucking license. The fiduciary cannot issue you a fucking license that violates the first article of my people's Bill of Rights. And it is that fucking simple. What should be happening right now is individuals should be filing complaints in the fucking common law court against the, like fucking Zuckerberg. I take that son of a bitch right into the common law court and sue him till he has nothing. I'll ask the court to take everything that son of a bitch has got because he thought that he could use power and mammon to fucking shut my mouth and violate my first article right. And I would get it because I would prove exactly what I was saying. And I say, hey, you want to shut you up? I look at them, those 12 people, those 12 regular fucking people. I say, you want somebody to be able to tell you what you can fucking say? Because our law says you can't and you have to go by our fucking law. But the bottom line is this thing is government's going to step in, you know, because they've been trying to take over the internet since its inception. I mean, it started out pretty good and everything, but then people started, I mean, it's like the program they wrote that was supposed to be an artificial intelligence on the, and the, you know, went out on the net and it was listening to comments, making comments. And then, you know, it took it lasts about 3 weeks and it was wanting to kill all the Jews. So they got rid of that son of a bitch because it was coming to logical fucking conclusions. Civil liberties groups are warning of a major threat to online freedoms and First Amendment rights if a leaked draft of a Trump administration edict, dubbed by critics as a censor the internet executive order that would give powerful federal agencies far-reaching powers to pick and choose which kind of internet material is allowed to go into effect. Well, you can't fucking, well, it's a corporation. We have to fucking shoot these fuckers out of here. We already know that. It is an unlawful corporation. We have to enforce the law. We have to hang the motherfuckers. I mean, to even suggest it. Servant, did you say you're going to tell me what I can say and what I can't say? Servant? Guess you're not the servant then, are you? You're a fucking corporation and you think you can write some corporate fucking policy with your Roman civil fucking law that trumps the fucking Bill of Rights, the ratified law of my people of this fucking nation. That gets you hung. Plain and simple. Powerful agents, far-reaching powers to pick and choose, huh? According to CNN, which obtained a copy of the draft, the new rule calls for the FCC to develop new regulations clarifying how and when the law protects social media websites when they decide to remove or suppress content on their platform. Well, that would be really fucking simple. I mean, even within their confines of their illegal, unlawful fucking corporation running our, well, that has displaced the Republic and thinks they can remove our fucking Bill of Rights and our common law. It would be real fucking simple. You would tell them you will not violate the first article of the People's Bill of Rights, or as the people's representatives, we will remove your fucking license and you will not operate in this country. How about that? And we will freeze all your fucking assets for the lawsuits that will be coming from the individuals you have censored already. How about that? It would be like, urch! It would stop that fast. But that's not the game, because this all is a big game. It's all a big production. It's all designed to, I mean, when they talk about it, it's those conservatives that are being censored, don't you know, people? It's the conservatives. The conservative view ain't getting out there. But then you have things like From the Trenches. We're not conservatives. We're not liberals. We're not left, right, upside down, or backwards. We're just straight up for the Bill of Rights. We're talking about the Bill of Rights, freedom and liberty. But man, some people find our content objectionable. Well, that'd have to be a fucking communist. That would have to be somebody who wanted something other than the Bill of Rights and the common law and the people's self-rule, wouldn't it? Now, those people there, could they be censored? You came on there and you're advocating communism, just like they're in our streets right now, saying they're having a communist revolution here. Yeah, that gets you arrested. All an American national's got to do is just go and arrest you. You're trying to overthrow my fucking government. That is fucking treason and sedition. And I'm calling you on it. I'm taking you into a fucking common law superior court in front of 12 fucking American nationals. I'm going to show what you're doing. You're trying to overthrow our form of fucking government openly. And then, you know, actually this should be an exercise for the fucking admiralty, because this is like a foreign country trying to take you over. It actually should be a government arrest, and they should be taken to a military court. Because what they're suggesting is military. It is a military conquest. A removal of your fucking government and replace it with the government that they say, communism. But the single American national could do it. You go in there and prosecute them. I want them hung by right down there in that fucking lamppost until their fucking bones rot and they drop in the street. That's what I want. And just with nothing to prove in it. Pretty goddamn easy, I would think. According to CNN, which obtained a copy of the draft, the new rule calls for FCC to develop new regulations. You can't regulate us. Clarifying how and when the law protects social media websites. When the law, it's not law, it's policy. That's all a corporation can come up with. A corporation is under Roman civil law, is defined as private policy being enforced as public law, which we cannot have in this country because, well, we have the fucking common law. We were guaranteed the common law. It's the only jurisdiction on this land that is lawful, except in cases of fucking of war or in relations with, you know, other countries where the tide ebbs and flows. Now, under war, wouldn't even count now because you don't have the original constitution is not in operation right now. It's been replaced by a corporation. So the very idea of them, you know, regulating. See, they like to throw it, we're going to regulate. You can't regulate us. You do not have the authority. You know, it's like me hiring someone to mow my fucking lawn. They're going to come in my yard and start telling me what to do. Really? You can't, do you think we can't even grasp the most basic concepts of fucking reality, man? Come on. Really? Get your fucking ass out of my yard and know you're not getting paid. Get the fuck out or I'll throw you through that fucking fence, not over it. At any rate, although still in its early stages and subject to change, the Trump administration's draft order calls for the Federal Trade Commission. What in the fuck are they? Just another goddamn illegal fucking agency of unelected fucking cocksuckers who have nothing to say to any of us, except in their private capacity if they would like to go into a common law court with a fucking true filing in a common law court with common law jurisdiction. Federal Trade Commission to take those new policies into account when it investigates or files lawsuits against misbehaving companies. Never should have allowed it. I mean, the first time they suggested there were going to be corporations and the government was going to fucking, under the Commerce Act, was going to fucking regulate them. And no, there's not. There will be private contacts between private individuals under the common law. And that's how the resources of this country will be fucking manufactured and will be distributed. And we will be using that debt-free currency we're fucking guaranteed. And there is going to be no corporations coming in to loot the fucking joint because it belongs to all of us equally. Well, we're going to make sure that, you know, they pay taxes and you get into, you know, and then, and wait, you're not sending me the fucking money. Oh, no, we're going to decide how to spend your money for you. You see, that's what we're going to do. We're going to regulate them, and the wealthier nation, they're going to steal it from you, and they're going to send us a big chunk of it, which is supposed to be your share of what they're taking from the fucking natural resources. But you're not giving me my fucking money. No, no. You're just a commoner. You don't have the intellect. You're not intelligent. You wouldn't know how to handle that much money. It takes professionals. People have been rich for fucking generations. You know, we'll go clear back to the crown heads of Europe and the people that sprung from them. The people who know how to handle these large amounts of money, they'll spend it for you. We've decided that you want a school. I don't want a fucking school. Well, that's what we've decided. Well, you don't get to decide that. Sorry. You've stepped out of fucking line. That's why that Commerce Clause is fucking open subject matter. That's why it was put there. That and the goddamn General Welfare Clause. And there's going to be a lot of people hung for what they've attempted to do under color of law, citing the fucking Commerce Clause and the General Welfare Clause. Because anything that doesn't jive with that ninth article, anything that you try to pretend you have some power that supersedes the ninth article of my Bill of Rights, get your ass hung, you sons of bitches. Trade commission, huh? See, all these commissions, all the 90, look at how much your government, goddamn, how much you really elect. I mean, if you were electing, I mean, it's not, it's hard to talk about, I mean, but your corporate straw man fucking vote. How many of the people you deal with and what they're claiming is your fucking government that are unelected? They don't represent nobody but their fucking corporation, the corporation that appointed them. The corporation that is unlawful in its own existence. The corporation that was created as in a violation of the ninth article. Well, we all know what we got to do. We all know what we got to do. And it's not being done. And it's a goddamnable shame that it's not being done already. But I'm watching this fucking gun shit. And I see the back pedal, side pedal, all of this thing. He stuck his toe in the fucking water. And this time he found out, goddamn, that pond's got piranha in it. So now they're trying to back shuffle on that, and he's talking about further background checks, and the NRA's behind him. And they even had some on Fox News, they had some tweets today. People, I'm a gun owner, I'm a member of the NRA, and I support expanded background checks. Well, then you're a motherfucking traitor. And you may just now wrote that down, and just like they have copies of every fucking thing we write, type on our fucking computers, every word we say, on this broadcast, on their fucking phones, on everything. It's all record. All the records are there, traitor. And then you can set up in front of a fucking jury of 12 people, and we'll read that fucking second article. And we'll see if you have any authority to fucking go past that fucking period, won't we? If you last that long, you'll be a part of the Tory militia, no doubt about it. Okay, while Politico was the first to report how the draft was being circulated by the White House, CNN notes that if put into effect, the order would reflect a significant escalation by President Trump in his frequent attacks against social media companies over an alleged but unproven systematic bias against conservatives by technology platforms. Bullshit. conservatives. No, the people who are fucking censored are the people that put up the fucking truth, that put up the documented proof of your treason. But, I mean, conservatives? What is a conservative? That sounds like an open subject matter fucking term to me. Conservative, huh? By technology platforms, and it could lead to a significant reinterpretation of a law, not a law, a policy that its authors have insisted was meant to give tech companies broad freedom to handle content as they see fit. No, no, you don't. You go get a fucking man. When they sold the idea of this whole fucking corporation thing to us, man, it was to regulate. It was to make sure that no collective got together and tried to take your fucking Bill of Rights away from you is what it was about. Or tried to steal the fucking property of this nation for themselves or for their foreign counterparts. I mean, now, fuck, there's as many people from other countries stealing from us as there is fucking Americans stealing from us. You know, the Masonic Dirty Church cabal. They're in a big steal-a-rama right now. But the whole idea of broad freedom to handle, you don't got no broad freedom when it comes to, if you're going to open up, if you're going to fucking take, and you're going to take the fucking something that belongs to all of us, and you're going to make a town square out of it, you're not going to get a say who gets to step up on the podium and speak and what they can fucking say and what they cannot say. You just are not going to do it. And as far as this idea, see, they've never... That Commerce Clause, that was put there on purpose, people. I mean, read the Constitution. That Commerce, I mean, just open fucking just, well, what the hell does that mean? The first time I read it, I was going, well, what the hell does that mean? The Commerce Clause, where we regulate commerce, so much more commerce. What the fuck do you mean? How can you regulate that which you can't regulate me and another person contracting? You can't do that. That would be a violation of the law. You have no interest in what we are doing because it's none of your goddamn business. You're just there. Servant, to make sure that we can contract with one another, that our rights under the common law are fucking protected, that if we have to, we can throw an army together and squash anybody that tries to fuck with it. That was your only fucking power that we fucking gave to you, was just to colonize together for the common defense of our fucking Bill of Rights. But then again, there you go with that subject matter and that general, well, I mean, you talk about open subject matter, general welfare clause, the general welfare of the people. Boy, that's a real fucking individualist term, isn't it? The general welfare of the people is for you to remove that from that fucking concept. That won't be in it. I'll tell you right now, if we take that Constitution, like I said, every clause in it will be followed by subject two. The people's authority via the Bill of Rights, and all violations of the Bill of Rights will be punished by death. But that Commerce Clause will not be there. It's not described. That's a shit in law, and they knew better back then when they knew what they were doing back then. The anti-federalists knew exactly what they were fucking doing when they wrote it in there. They knew how to write fact of law. And they know the general welfare shit. That's ridiculous. That's silly, people. Following reporting of the leaked draft, free speech and online advocacy groups raised alarms about the troubling and far-reaching implications of the Trump plan. If it was put into effect by executive decree, it doesn't fucking matter. We are at war. All this can do is escalate until it gets to the shooting part, because they're still pouring over your fucking border, people. They're still going. The communists are marching forward into your fucking country, and you will meet them. You will meet them with fucking with your guns drawn and blazing, or you will just meet them and walk on over to the fucking pit they dug and let them put a bullet through your fucking head. That's your choice. I think I'll fight. It's hard to put into words how mind-boggling absurd this executive order is. No, it's what's hard to put into fucking words is how mind-boggling absurd this whole fucking corporate fucking fraud is. The fact that these fuckers are even talking about our goddamn rights like they have anything to fucking say about them. Oh, that corporate thing, man, that guy, the Commerce Clause and the fucking General Welfare Clause We're going to tear that part. I'm going to get that out of the old Constitution. We're going to cut it out of there with a pair of scissors and make the Hoover's in charge at the time. We're going to make him eat it with no water just before we fucking hang him. It's hard to put into words how mind-boggling absurd this executive order is, said Evan Geer, deputy director of the Fight for the Future, in a tweet. In the name of defending free speech, it would allow mass government censorship of online content and practice. It means whichever party is in power can decide what speech is allowed on the internet. I didn't read that in the first article of my Bill of Rights. It doesn't say anything. It says, in fact, what they're talking about here is that would be unlawful under the Bill of Rights now, wouldn't it? That would be an infringement, the ultimate infringement, the removal of the first article of the Bill of Rights. But of course, they have sought to remove every other article of the Bill of Rights. Of course, they're going to try. Well, they've already attacked free speech in 100 different ways. Fuck, look at the trenches. And fuck, 1,000 different ways. But government monitoring of what you can say. I mean, that's what it's fucking telling you. And the shit with the, you know, what else are they working on here? They're working here on writing legislation to fucking make their fucking goddamn political correctness. Oh, we'll write it down. Now it's the law. You're going to be politically correct whether you want to be or not. That's the fucking peer pressure fucking thing and the whole idea that we put into kids' heads since they were little tiny kids coming up through the fucking grades and the communism we taught them and everything. Well, it ain't sticking. And then you got these old fucking people who understand that, fuck you. I don't give a, don't like me. Good. I don't like you either, fucker. But I'm going to call you a fucker. I'm going to call you any fucking thing I want. I'm going to say any fucking thing I want. And if you don't like it, you can fucking call me on it. I'm available. You son of a bitch. We'll go to that fighting words doctrine. But you'll never make a fucking law that tells me what I can or cannot fucking say. I know you think I'm a subject, man. You've got that 14th. You wrote that down on a piece of paper, and you put that motherfucker in there, and you talk about it and everything. With all your statutes you wrote and all your legislations you wrote that I'm supposed to be subject to. Well, I'm not. The only thing I'm subject to is the common law Bill of Rights and the common law. And the only way anyone can bring me to answer is through that common law Bill of Rights in a common law court with a common law elected judge and a common law fucking sheriff as the fucking officer of that court. And your fucking allegations one way or whether it be civil crime or a lawsuit for recovery for damages, it better be explicit because I will be answering it point on point. And there will be a fucking jury, and that judge ain't got nothing to say about who I'm going to bring in to fucking say what. You see them on television. Boy, they worked a long time to work this into people's heads. I object, Your Honor. That is irrelevant. I object, Your Honor. That is hearsay. I object, Your Honor. No. That jury sitting right there. See, they're not 12 fucking fools. They're 12 fucking educated Americans who understand the Bill of Rights, or they don't get to be on the fucking jury. They'll be out of here. Everybody's going to understand it very well. It will be taught. And you will be required to know it. Because if you cannot stand for yourself in the fucking court of law, you're going to get ate alive, and it is the simplest fucking thing in the world to learn and to know. It's just simple right and wrong and how it's presented. And goddamn, you don't need no professional lawyer. You can have somebody, you can have counsel. You got the right to counsel under the sixth article. Somebody sat there whispering, this guy's doing this. You might want to bring this guy over here. Okay. You got the right to that, but it is not a profession. Law is not a profession. It is a system for fucking men to live together in peace. And no, it ain't the guy can afford the biggest attorney that can pay off the judge and really owns the judge because he's a corporate fucking judge. He wasn't fucking elected by the people. He doesn't answer to the people. He was appointed by the corporation, and that's who he answers for. And his main fucking, he is a corporation himself, his main fucking duty is to make money for the corporation, and it don't matter how in the fuck he does it, with payoffs. None of your laws come into fucking play until you get that Bill of Rights back and you get that goddamn common law court back. Then you can deal with these people. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Thank you for listening to PBFTT.
Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches, 89.5.
Micro FM.
Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson.
Wow.
You're listening to The Word from the Trenches on Patriot Broadcast from the Trenches 89.5, Micro FM, Chiloquin, the state of Jefferson. The Word from the Trenches is a listener-sponsored broadcast. If you'd like to help keep this program on the air, go to fromthetrenchesworldreport.com and hit that donate button. Or you can mail donations to Henry Shy via Post Office Box 964, Chiloquin, Oregon 97624. Your contributions are appreciated and needed. I'm your host, Henry Shy. It's 12:43 Pacific Time. And that was Amy Levere with People Get Mad. Ooh, they're getting mad like that woman wants to kill all the men. Boy, she's mad. Leaked draft. Trump's going to sign an executive order. He's got the power, you see, to remove the Bill of Rights. He'll just remove that ninth article if it's in his fucking way. This is why this article is exactly why we have to have this fucking gunfight, people. This is why we got to shoot these motherfuckers out of our fucking country. Same reason we had to shoot that fucking king out of this fucking country. Because nobody's going to tell us what to fucking do. We're not subject to no one but ourselves. We are only subject to each other through the common law. And through the common law jurisdiction and the common law court, which has been removed, so we're at the second article. We got to put it back in place. And then we can argue about such things. Until then, go ahead, do it. It's just like everything else, Trumpy. It's like all this fucking shit about the guns and the whole goddamn thing. Fucking do it. Let's get this shit over with. Elizabeth Warren plans including using tax code to deprive law-abiding citizens of Second Amendment rights. Fuck. You gotta read this shit. From Legal Insurrection, sent in by Misty for discussion on FromTheTrenchesWorldReport.com. Senator Elizabeth Warren, Democrat, Massachusetts, has been churning out plan after plan in her bid to be the Democrats' nominee for president in 2020. There's no such fucking thing because you got to have a fucking constitution. And it can't be a corporation. A corporation, I guess they have presidents of the corporation, but they're the CEO of a fucking board. And the board can overrule the... most of her plans are wildly ill-construed or considered and unattainable. But her latest rollout on gun violence prevention is positively bone-chilling. Ooh, I'm chilled right now. CNN reports Senator Elizabeth Warren has unveiled a comprehensive plan to reduce gun violence by enacting a suit of new restriction on buyers, cracking down on sellers and breaking, quote, the National Rifle Association stronghold. Oh, you mean the ones that just said they're going to go along with old Trumpy on his fucking further infringements on our second article, right? You mean that National Rifle Association Incorporated, a stranglehold on Congress with anti-corruption legislation. Oh my goodness, it is chilling. The proposal arrives as more than 15 Democrats primary candidates prepare to take turns speaking at a gun safety forum in Des Moines, Iowa, and a week after the mass shooting in El Paso, Texas, and Dayton, Ohio, the false flags. A week after we put them false flags, I really don't care. The false flags have become completely fucking irrelevant in my fucking reality, in my world, as I live by the Bill of Rights, and there ain't nothing after that fucking period. And that's where I'll die, right at that goddamn period. I'll stand my fucking ground right at that goddamn period. You're not getting our guns away from us so that you can bring people up here from Central and South America to hack us up with machetes like they're doing over there in Europe. You ain't gonna do it. The next president has a moral obligation to do whatever executive authority. You have no fucking executive authority over our Bill of Rights, you fucking stupid bitch. You can't read. Oh, yes, you can. You know exactly what you're fucking trying to do, don't you, you commie two-bit fucking whore? The boom, 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 Pocahontas Indian. Fucking. How come she didn't go to jail for that, by the way, guys? She lied. She said that she was a Native American, had all these benefits coming from the corporation, go through school and stuff, and she proved herself a liar. How come she hasn't been prosecuted for fraud? There is no statute of limitations on fraud. Why hasn't this bitch been prosecuted? Oh, that's right. The same reason old Hillary wasn't prosecuted. Same reason none of these pricks are prosecuted. Same reason Epstein's setting over, you know, getting his facial surgery, you know, to reconstruct his face so he can go over on Pedophile Island and spend out the rest of his days boogering little kids. The next president's moral obligation to use whatever executive authority she has. Well, you have none to start with, so. Well, but then again, you need to do this. If you elected Elizabeth, come on, Elizabeth Warren, get elected. You fucking do it. You get to doing it. Somebody get to doing it. She has to address the gun crisis. Yeah, there's a crisis, all right. What I love about this man is they talk about these many people killed. And these, I mean, there was some kind of article up today saying how many more people were killed with fucking knives than there was with guns. And now they're starting to say weapons. I seen one the other day they were talking about on the red flag law. It's confiscate all your weapons. That includes your knives. You can have that spoon. Like when you're in jail, you can have a fucking spoon. But you got to turn it in every evening. Because you might file that son of a bitch into something sharp and poke somebody. Warren writes in a Medium post, but it is obvious that executive action is not enough. No, it's not enough. You no authority there. Durable reform requires legislation. You're under the 14th Amendment where you're subject to the legislation and you don't have no fucking rights because you're a subject and subjects don't have rights. Write your fucking shit down on the piece of paper and get to fucking doing it. You're wasting our lives here, you sons of bitches. It is just damnable of us that we haven't gone on the offensive. There are 1,040 some fucking violations just to the second article. Not to mention the red flag laws. We can just take anything we want. Well, we wrote it down. It's legislation, 14th Amendment. Really? I guess it's the 14th Amendment versus the Bill of Rights then. I guess we know what the fucking war is about. Where are the dumpsters with the suits in them? But it is obvious that executive action is not enough. Durable reform requires legislation. But right now, legislation is impossible. Why? Because you don't have the fucking authority. You ever read see that ninth article? Let's just do it. We're going to do it. Fuck it. Every once in a while, we have to. We'll read it to you. Well, just in case old Elizabeth didn't take the time to read the fucking Bill of Rights and her education that she got through fraud. Let's see here. The ninth article says, the enumeration in the Constitution, that is the writing down in the Constitution, of certain rights, which a rights defines as authorities, shall not be construed to deny or discourage others retained by the people. And that tenth article, which has been fucking shit on, it's got the most violations on it. Because of all these states and the fucking of infringement on the second article that they've put into place, completely in violation of the fucking law. In treasonous violation of the known fucking law. Because remember, you people, this fucking Bill of Rights was ratified by every state before it was added as amendments to the Constitution. That means it was the law in every state before it was ever added to the Constitution. I think it was maybe Galen, she's probably listening, that she put up something there about, the state bills of rights. Well, yeah. Every state's supposed to, can have a Bill of Rights, but the very fucking minimum is what is in that federal Bill of Rights. Because that's already the fucking law. It was already the law of many a state before the state became a fucking state. That was a part of becoming a state. Was all okay, I agree that the Constitution is the authority that's making me a state, and everything that pertains to the Constitution pertains to the state. The 10th article says the power is not delegated to the United States by the Constitution, nor prohibited by it to the states. This whole thing is prohibited to you by the states. That second article is prohibited to you by the states. To the states by the Constitution through the Bill of Rights. Because the Bill of Rights is the supreme law of this fucking land. California, man, goddamn, how many violations of the 10th article, which is a violation of the 9th article, which is a violation of the 2nd article, have they fucking committed on the people down there? that we are at war. That is a declaration of war. When they tell you to take your rights, your fucking freeman rights, that you're not going to be a freeman, we intend to enslave you. You have guns. Are you going to fight your enslavement? Are you just going to lay down and acquiesce to it? I don't think we're just going to lay down and acquiesce to it. And I think they fucking know it. The bottom line continues to be, my friends, if they could take our fucking guns, they would have already done it. And we'd already be dead and we wouldn't be going through this goddamn misery. Because that's what it would take. And they do not have the wherewithal to fucking do it. Not even bring in their UN troops in. None of it. We will wipe their fucking asses out and they know it. So what do? They keep playing these goddamn fucking word games. Now, like I said, I know what you're doing, think tanks. Hey, think tanks. How you doing today? The work now is to try and fucking legislate political correctness in violation of the Bill of Rights. Well, it's legislated under the 14th Amendment. We can, no. Because the 14th Amendment, we say, fuck it, shove it up your ass. It's not law. It's fucking unlawful. It is a violation of our authority, of our jurisdiction. And we are the people, and we are the largest army to ever exist on this fucking planet. And we will dust your fucking ass. We don't live by your 14th Amendment. We don't live by what you write down on a piece of fucking paper, bitch. Or bastard, this is a bitch here. Oh, let's see what we got going here. On Friday, Warren called on retail giant Walmart to remove firearms from its shelves. Well, you know, you fucking communists, you brought these Walmarts and Bi-Marts and all these Marts and Home Depots and all these international fucking companies into this fucking country pretending that they're fucking American companies when they are not. When they run a second set of books, well, they run a set of books in every fucking country they're in. And they fucking, all the losses that their corporations suffer come straight to the United States. So we're right on these books in the United States, and they get a fucking goddamn check from the working people in this fucking country for all their international fucking losses. That's a part of your international economy that's so good for you. Boy, I don't know, you know, our fathers and grandfathers, you know, my grandfather, he lived, my dad was born in 1928, right in the middle of the Depression. They lived through the Depression, but really what caused that Depression? That's right, we went away from the coining of the money. We went away from that fucking debt-free fucking currency that we were guaranteed, a complete violation of the hangable offense. Congress surrendered a fucking authority that they can't surrender because it wasn't granted by them. It was granted by the people. And you let the fucking foreign banks come in. And so that fucking contracted bunch of fucking idiots that you had, you were calling the fucking government that was supposed to be guarding your rights, went bankrupt. Nothing to me. It's a fucking separate entity from me. And you come around, well, we're going to have to take what you got to satisfy the fucking debt that these guys... No, you ain't. We didn't make that debt. And there's no way we're bankrupt. We're sitting on the richest piece of real estate to ever exist on this planet. We're not bankrupt. That you can go do what you want with them son of a bitches over there. Put them in jail, whatever, what might have you. Get what you can from them. They stole from us, too, while they were doing it. But the very idea of a foreign bank, you think about even back then, they're trying to sell this constitution to the fucking people to get the people to allow it. The people who just came out of a fucking war and were still very heavily armed and weren't liking the way things were fucking going, to be honest with you. They weren't liking it at all. How are you going to sell it to them? Well, you know what? They'll never do like they did over in England. They'll never put you in the position that, because a lot of people were still alive that came from, they came over here from fucking England after the people had established the beachhead on the East Coast and the West Coast because they had the fur trade over here. But they came over here and the whole idea was that there were still people coming from the fucking, from the motherland, you know, like, the Irish that were made slaves and sent over here to serve the fucking nobles that were sent over here. Because as soon as the land was settled, as soon as the fighting was over and it was all the bleeding and dying was over and the people had conquered a hunk of land from the fucking original people that were here. And there were people here. This was not just like an unpopulated fucking hunk of land. It was taken from another people through war. But as soon as it was, here come the nobles. And the nobles, well, yes, the king granted me that huge bunch of property that fucking 10,000 of you died fucking capturing from the native population. So we need to work that. That land needs to be worked for our benefit. Send us, we need some goddamn slaves over here. And this is before they started bringing the fucking black slaves in. You know, they said, well, them Irish, they're the niggers of Europe. They're the European niggers, the fucking Irish. So they fucking, they just went over there in their parliament and they wrote it down on a piece of paper. They're going to send this man, go grab that many Irishmen, send them over there to be slaves to the fucking English royalty. And they fucking did it. They were the original slaves. Until they started, I mean, people think that just slavery in the South, there was slavery in the South and then we had a war and we saved the slaves. Nah. It was slavery all over the fucking country. There was just fucking slaves and there was fucking royalty. Lords. And what my, you know, the lower ones, esquires. I think esquire was the lowest one. But they were the ones, they were the ones that actually, even when the Sons of Liberty popped up, they were the ones that were bitching about their fucking rights. The common man, the Irishman that was set over here, the German that was set over here, they didn't have no fucking rights because they couldn't own land. Only way you could get land was through a royal grant because it was the king's fucking royal charter. They sent people over here as conscripts to fight the fucking Indians, to take the fucking land. Then they came over here, they sent the lords over here, and it was their land. So then the people moved further west into the wilderness where they could be away from this fucking scum. From an aristocracy that had followed them across the fucking ocean. And they conquered new lands. And as soon as they get in conquered and said, well, here comes Lord fucking shit dog from fucking Scotland. Oh, that's his royal guy. Like William Penn, the state of fucking Pennsylvania. Oh, the king gave that to me. And the royal grant. Of course, the king could always take it away because they were subjects too to the king. I mean, until you got into the highest of the royal, you know, the prince. Well, even a king could take something from a prince. You know, that was just the pecking order right up to the top like it is today. But, you know, eventually, fucking, you know, they needed us to come on across here, so they just kept stealing it from us and pushing us, and then they finally had to have that fucking Revolutionary War when the people saw what was happening. Just like the Indians, you know, about the third fucking treaty, the Indians figured out, you know, when they write something down on a piece of paper, that's what they're fixing to take from you. When they tell you something's yours, and they write it down on a piece of paper, that means they're going to take it from you. So you understand what was taken, so there is no doubt about who owns it, you see. And that's what they were doing to the colonists. They come in, and we're going to tax you right off that fucking piece. Yeah, you went out there and you hacked it out of the wilderness. You fought the Indians for it. You hacked it out of the wilderness. You built a fucking a nice producing farm, which, you know, they were getting done to them exactly what they just done to the Indians. And then here would come the royal decree. Well, yeah, we told you if you went out there with the fucking hatchet and blazed it, that it was yours. It belonged to you. If you'd go out there in that wilderness and fucking capture that land, it'd be yours because you're free. So the people, the goddamn aristocracy that had established itself in the East, you know, the colonies, that's when they started putting the king's dictates onto the fucking regular folk. And that's when the regular folk rose up in 1775. They weren't rising up against the king across the ocean. They were rising up against his fucking lapdogs here in the United States. The fucking Masonic dirty church cabal dressed out with fucking Jews in control. That's who they rose up against. And now here we are again. With the same batch of motherfuckers doing the same fucking thing. 14th Amendment. That's what they wanted from the beginning. Never forget that. And the people said, fuck you. This ain't what we rose up for. We'll kill you. Well, then it became, we better write a Declaration of Independence and act like this is all our idea. And we're going to start a new country. Yeah, that's a good idea. And we'll be the fucking rulers. But then that son of a bitch and fucking people were armed and there was so many of them and fucking... They're not going to go for it. We'll let them think they got a Bill of Rights. We'll write it. We'll tell them. We'll give them a Bill of Rights if they'll fucking go along with this Constitution. You didn't give a shit. This is what was demanded from the get-go. This is what was demanded at Concord Bridge and in Lexington Green. Individual freedom and liberty apart from any fucking government. No one are we subject to. We will be no one subject. We will be our own fucking owners. And what we own, that we create, is our allodial property that no man can touch. We will have a system of law so that we can live peaceably amongst one another. So if there is a dispute over fucking what belongs to who, or if there is a crime committed against someone, we have a way to fucking litigate it. That is what the rest of the Bill of Rights is about. And then that ninth article, because they knew after they got it drawn up, those dirty son of a bitches are going to try something in that Constitution. They got that goddamn open subject matter fucking commerce clause and that general welfare clause. We got to put protection against that. So they wrote the ninth article and the tenth article to make sure they didn't do it through the states like fucking Australia did with their gun confiscation. That's why the 9th and 10th article are there. That's what we will fucking fight for. We will fight for that Bill of Rights, and we will shove that 14th Amendment down your fucking elitist fucking throats. And that's the message to the corporate aristocracy who thinks that, I do think the president has the royal power to remove the first article of the Bill of Rights. Really? Think if they'd have tried that back in 1789. Just said, no, we're going to be able to tell you what to say. We're going to decide whether you, you ain't going to have a gun because we don't want you to have guns. They'd have done what they should have done and finished the fucking job. Anyways, guys, we're at the top of the hour. We will be back tomorrow at 12 Pacific, 3 Eastern for another broadcast, The Word from the Trenches. And until then, man, when you see this stuff, okay, yeah, I'm all for it. Get it going. If people really need to fucking do this. You need to do everything you're writing down here. You need to write it down and you need to fucking do it. And that is The Word from the Trenches.